810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
Use your smile to change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. North Arkansas Dental Group, formerly known as Coleman Family Dentistry, is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing a state-of-the-art clinic, North Arkansas Dental Group is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. Visit us at our new location at 2338 Highway 62 West or call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics base their practice on this philosophy. They utilize state-of-the-art MRI diagnostic equipment, so you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome. Knox Orthopedics, providing orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Hi, this is Katie at Farmers and Merchants Bank, inviting you to join us for our first Friday Coffee Talk on February 2nd. Who is ready for spring sports? Representatives from the Arkansas State Mountain Home Trailblazers will give an update on the upcoming season. Local shops will showcase the best gift for your Valentine. Come shop for your loved ones at Coffee Talk. Stop by our location next to Hickory Park on Friday, February 2nd at 8 a.m. at Farmers and Merchants Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Big Bucks Brad.
What's that noise?
That's our transfer portal. That's how we send out our big boxes now. And with our transfer portal, you don't have to worry about the big box purchase leaving after 1 year.
What's that?
That's a Gosney pizza oven going out.
And that?
There goes a Samsung TV.
And?
Harbaugh Cam. Just me checking the competition.
Brad's Home Entertainment, next to Walmart Mountain Home. Check out the portal at bigboxbrad.com.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, we just had to listen to a pretty good rendition of the national anthem.
Awesome, man. Yeah. I remember last year we came here and they had a full-on choir ensemble out there singing it.
Yeah.
This guy, he just slayed that. That was amazing.
Yeah, that was really good. So, again, for Mountain Home, it's going to be Yonkers, Husky, McCarr, Namore, and Coleman. For Alma, it will be McCart, Parker, Poole, Jaden Gramlich, and Jordan Gramlich. You know, we mentioned earlier about Chantley Bombs, her first year at the helm. It's always a little bit of an adjustment period, you know, when it comes to learning a new system like that.
Yeah, it is. You know, and they were a team last year. They had, I forgot the girl's name, but I think she set a record in making threes when we came down here and played her last year. She was a senior, graduated. She was a really good soccer player too. But you know, the coach that was here, his daughter played with them, and then they left the program, and he's no longer here. But you know, the Gramlich girls are two that were here last year.
Oh yeah,
both the two sisters, and one of them plays post. She's a really good player, and she's got good footwork. She moves. She can step out and hit the three. You know, it's going to be a challenge if McCarn ends up on her for the Lady Bombers. Can she stretch Anna out, and can Anna, you know, get out there and guard that three-pointer?
You bet. All right, just finishing up the introduction to the starting lives here at the arena.
And they love their pomp and circumstance here, man. I'm telling you, there's lights flashing, bright lights are green. But this is almost like a mini college arena here.
You bet. Keeping you up to date, what else is going on tonight in the 5A West? Harrison is at home tonight against Siloam Springs. It is Greenbrier hosting Greenwood this evening, and Russellville is at Van Buren. Be interested in that boys game between Russellville and Van Buren.
Yeah, that's a big boys game, Russellville and Van Buren. You know, we saw the Harrison game. Harrison came back boys and won late against the Russellville boys on Tuesday night. The girls, even on the girls' side, I wonder how Russellville can travel to Van Buren. Van Buren's a tough place to play, a lot like this Alma gym. It's a tough place to play. You know, other than that, Harrison girls got a big win over Russellville girls. Can they keep momentum going against Siloam at home? I would think they should be able to. So I think your top four in the standings should all come away unscathed for the girls.
Opening tip-off brought to you by Clear Results Glass. Hannah McCarn won the tip over Jordan Gramlich, and Mount Holmes moving right to left in this first half. Ball goes to Moore on the left side. She's going to start off by putting up the three. Won't go, and the rebound is knocked around and controlled by Jaden Gramlich.
Yeah, this is a gym you want to get some shots up. It's a tough gym. It's set down in a hole. The lights kind of come from the top. You got the dark background behind it. Good set play for the Lady Bombers to get started.
Mount Holmes starting off in a man-to-man. Ball goes over on the right side to Poole. Now she'll give it up top to Parker. Parker dribbles to the left side. Gives it there on the wing to McCartan. She's going to put up the three. No good. Offense rebound for Jordan Gramlich. She can't get the foul to go, and this time Coleman gets the rebound. We're 47 seconds into this contest. Ball goes over to Yonkers on the right side. She'll dribble to the free throw line. Gives it to Moore on the left wing. She's going to dribble down to the low block. Kicks back out to Yonkers on the wing. She's going to head to the low block. Has the ball knocked away, and a loose ball. Moore's able to pick it up. 17 seconds left on the shot clock. Ball goes over to Husky on the right side. She'll give it to Coleman, who has the ball knocked away, but she's able to get it back. Coleman will give it to Moore. Moore dribbles up to the top. 8 seconds left.
Going to go one-on-one right here. Lakin's going to try to get a shot.
Has the ball knocked away, and it's going to be Mount Holmes' ball on the far sideline with 3 seconds left to shoot.
You know, we talked about this in the Van Buren game. We have two set of official assigners in our conference, so games can be called differently every time. They're going to let them be physical. You can already tell the guards are pushing on us pretty good, and they're going to let them be physical.
Moore throws it into McCarn in the paint. She puts up the turnaround jumper. No good. The rebound is controlled by Jordan Gramlich. She's quickly back the other way. Going coast to coast for the layup off the glass and good, and Alma strikes first. Jordan Gramlich with her first 2 points of the night. 2-0 our score. 6:25 left in the opening quarter. Ball goes to Moore on the left side. She's going to try to answer with a three. Good!
That's what we need. We need Lakin to get going, and that's going to let us set up our man-to-man press defense here. Run and jump.
Lakin Moore with her first 3 points. 3-2, Mount Holmes up. 6:11 left to play in the first quarter. Here's Parker with it. Gives it to Jaden Gramlich. She'll throw it over on the left side to Poole. She's going to put up for the three, and she gets it. Already two lead changes. Kylie Poole with her first 3 points of the night. 5-3. Alma up 5:54 left in the opening period. Moore dribbles to the free throw line, puts up the jumper, misses everything. Coleman gets offense rebound, kicks out to Husky on the right side. Back to Coleman. Coleman will give it back to Husky. She's going to try it for the three-pointer. No good. Offense rebound from McCarn. She puts it back up. She has the shot blocked from behind. Goes out of bounds. It will be Mount Holmes' ball with 5:39 left in the opening quarter.
Well, they are letting them play.
Wow. Yeah, it looked like there might have been a little extra there.
McCarn, I don't know if it's a clean block. They're saying clean block. Look like she got her arm hit just a little bit, but still, they're letting them play. That's going to be an advantage for us if we'll take it.
Huskies inbound pass knocked away, but Yonkers is there to pick it up and avoid the turnover. Yonkers will take the screen, dribble to the left elbow, pull up for the jumper. Good! Jaylee Yonkers with their first 2 points of the night. Five up our score. 5:24 left in the first quarter. Parker is met in the backcourt by the press, but she's able to get across the line, across the timeline. Give it to Jaden Gramlich on the low block. Out to Poole, to Jordan Gramlich in the right corner. She will try to throw it to McCard. Pass goes well wide of her and out of bounds on the far sideline. And that'll be Alma's, I believe, first turnover of the night.
Yeah, first turnover. Witten got kind of caught on a mismatch. She did a good job keeping her in front of her and making the pass go awry.
A little over 5 minutes left to play in the opening quarter. Again, we're tied at five right now. Ball goes over to Yonkers on the left side. She's dribbling to the corner. Goes back to the wing. Now goes to the free throw line. Throws it to Husky on the right side. Down in the corner to Coleman. She'll dribble to the right elbow. Throws it up top to Moore. Moore trying to figure out where to go with it. And she's called for the travel. 4:49 left to play in the first quarter as Alma gets it back. Again, we're knotted up at five. Jordan Gramlich will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline. Tries to throw it into Parker. Goes off her hands, and Yonkers comes up with a steal. She goes into the lane for the layup. Ball is knocked away by Alma. Goes out of bounds, and Mount Holmes will inbound it with 4:42 left in the opening period.
Good defense. That's what Mount Holmes wants to do. They want to get shots made so they can set up that press defense.
Inbound pass goes to McCarn in the paint. She'll throw it out to Moore on the right wing for the three-pointer. No good, and the rebound is controlled by Jordan Gramlich. She's going to dribble to the low block, going in for another layup, and it goes in.
Yeah, nice left-handed finish.
Yeah, she's got four on the night. And it's a 7-5 Alma advantage, 4:17 left in the opening quarter. Husky dribbles to the right side. Gives up top to Moore. Down to McCarn in the lane. She puts up the turnaround jumper. Basket counts, and she is fouled.
Great little set play right there. Mountain Home set up their offense. Witten kind of came down and down screened as Anna rolled around. Popped Lakin out top. Lakin, nice feed down in there to Anna. She finished great with her left hand.
Didn't catch who they call that foul on, and they're not putting it up on the scoreboard.
I think it was maybe 23.
Okay, so that's Jaden Graham. Look, that's her first personal foul, if that's the case. Anna McCarn gets the free throw, and we have our third lead change of the night. 8-5, Mountain Home up. Ball knocked away in the backcourt by Yonkers. It goes out of bounds, and Alma will inbound it once again. 4:05 left to play in the opening quarter.
Mountain Home in a man press defense. We'll run and jump out of this if we can get a guard to turn their back.
Inbound pass goes to Parker. Back to Jordan Gramlich. She's met by a double team. Back to Parker. She'll get it across the timeline. Take the screen. Dribble to the baseline. The ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say it's off Husky, and Alma's going to keep possession of it. Maybe I seen something I didn't.
Yeah.
Parker will inbound the ball on the baseline underneath the basket. Gets into Jordan Gramlich. Takes the screen. Now gives it to Poole in the paint. Poole will throw it to Parker in the left corner for the three-pointer. No good. And the long rebound is chased down by Jordan Gramlich. She's going to go in for the layup. And they're going to wave the basket off, say the foul was before the shot. And Alma will inbound it with 3:38 left in the opening quarter. They're going to give that one to Parker Husky. That is her first personal foul.
They're letting them play tonight. Mountain Home needs to adjust how they're playing, be strong with the ball. The refs haven't blown many whistles tonight. I think that's the first, maybe second foul they've called, and they are just letting them go at it.
Ball goes to Parker in the left corner. Her three-pointer a little strong, and Yonkers gets the rebound. She tries to throw it to Husky. Ball's knocked away by Parker and stolen by Jordan Gramlich. Gambled and lost there.
Yeah, trying to make that pass ahead. That's a try to thread the needle. If it gets through, it's an easy layup. But, don't mind that early in this game.
Jaden Gramlich with it near the left elbow. She'll dribble up to the top. Thought about three. Now says she'll throw it to Jordan Gramlich on the left side. She's going to pull up for the long three-pointer. Good.
Yeah, it was deep.
She's got seven on the night. And we've got our fourth lead change. Alma's up 10-8. 3 minutes left in the opening quarter. It's Husky with it up top. Dribbles to the right side. Gives it up top to McCarn. Over to Yonkers on the left. Down to Moore on the low block. She's going into the lane, putting up the turnaround and jumper. No good, but draws contact, and she'll head to the free throw line with 2:44 left in the first quarter.
Yeah, good little set offensive play. Lakin has the advantage right there. And, you obviously want to feed that in the post, let Lakin use her size.
They gave that one to Demaya Parker. I believe that's her first. Second team foul against Alma here in the first quarter. First free throw for Moore is up and in. Bailey Rittenberg coming in for Mount Home, replacing Winton Coleman for the first time tonight. One more free throw, we'll have our third tie of the night, and she does get the second.
See, we get some easy steals and some easy layups.
Lake and Moore with five on the night. We're knotted up at 10. Jordan Gramlich met in the backcourt by a double team. She'll give it to Parker.
Should be a 10. Close to a 10, working on it.
Almost got it. Not quite. Yep. Ball goes over on the right side, going into the lane before the layup. It was up, goes it will hit the side of the backboard and go out of bounds.
Yeah, she got hammered. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah, she did.
Anna McCarn came over and just shoulder bumped her and got away with it. They're letting them play.
That was Chloe Gregory that was trying that layup attempt there. Ball's with Husky up top. She gets the three. Good.
That's what we need. Let's get some buckets in and let this defense work.
Parker Husky with her first 3 points. We've got our fifth lead change. Ball's out, knocked out of bounds by Mountain Home. And it will be Alma inbounding it once again with 2:10 left in the first quarter.
Livy Faustin's checking in, as well as Sarah Williams for the Lady Bombers.
Yep. Anna McCarn will check out, and so will Lakin Moore. 13-10, Mountain Home up right now. 2:10 left in the first quarter. It will be Jordan Gramlich inbounding it to McCart. Alma turns it over in the backcourt. Here's Husky with it on the left wing. Ball goes over to Rittenberg on the right side. She'll get by her defender going in for the layup. Oh, a little strong. Offensive rebound for Fosses. Her shot will be partially blocked, but another offensive rebound for Rydenburg. She's going to go up for the three-pointer. Good!
Good job, Bailey, coming in, staying with it. Good job, Levy Fosses, staying with it.
And Alma's going to take their first timeout of the night. We will break with 1:46 left to play in the first quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Alma 16-10. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
Alma taking their first time out of the night with 1:46 left to play in the first quarter as they trail Mountain Home 16-10. The last few possessions have been about as productive as they could be.
Yeah, getting wide open three-point shots and steals, and you know, here's the one you want the ball. Mountain Home, we get her trap, we'll get a steal out of this.
Gregory has the ball knocked away, goes out of bounds. Almost. It is the last touch by the Lady Bombers. It will be Alma inbounding it with 1:40 left in the opening quarter. It's a six-point Mountain Home advantage. Gregory will trigger the inbound pass, gets into Parker. Parker dribbling up top. Dribbles over to the left side now. Gives it to Isabel Benson, who checked in earlier. Now try to throw it to Gregory. She had to chase it down to avoid a turnover. Ball goes back to Parker. 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Parker has it up top. Dribbles to the left side. Gives it there to, I believe that's Jordan Gramlich with it. She's met there right by Rittenberg after picking out the drill. Gives it to Parker. And Parker is not going to get the shot off. It's going to be a shot clock violation against the Lady Airedales.
Yeah, good defense right there. I know when you talk to the Lady Bombers and a lot of the players and coaches, that's one thing they were not happy with at Greenbrier. They felt like we were step slow on defense all across the board. And, you know, they wanted to come out tonight and make a statement on the defensive side of things.
Isabel Benson checks back out of the game as Jaden Gramlich comes back in. Here's Husky with it. Gives it over on the right side to Williams. Over to Husky now on the left. Up top to Yonkers. Yonkers dribbles to the left elbow, finds Williams in the corner. Back to Yonkers on the low block. Now she'll dribble out behind the arc. Goes back into the lane. Throws it up top to Rittenberg. Rittenberg will dribble toward the left elbow. Gives it to Williams. Over to Yonkers. Yonkers going in for the runner. Won't go. And the rebound was almost controlled by Jane Gramlich, but she had it knocked out of her hands and out of bounds. It will be Alma's ball. Lake and Moore and Witten Coleman coming back in for Mountain Home, replacing Parker Husky and Jayla Yonkers. And for Alma, it is McKinley McCart checking out of the game as I believe it was Brela Hughes coming in for the first time tonight.
You see Coach Leonard down there talking to Jayla. You know, they're going in hoping for fouls, not trying to finish. They're not going to call much at the rim. You're going to have to go in strong, and then if you get the foul, great, and if you finish, that's even better.
They really are letting them play.
Yeah, they are, which is fine. We'll take that type of game.
Here is Jordan Gramlich going into the lane for the layup, in and out, and the rebound's controlled by Fosness. Mounts home with a chance to get one last shot before the end of the quarter. Coleman's going in for the layup. Shot's blocked, and no, they're going to call a travel. So Alma will have a chance to get a shot off with 6.9 left in the opening quarter. It will be Jordan Gramlich. Nope, I'm sorry. It will be Gregory inbounding the ball on the baseline in the backcourt. Shot clock is off. Gives it to Jordan Gramlich. Down to three. I don't know if she's even aware how much. Well, now she is going to just heave it. I guess she didn't think she could get close enough, so she just let it go, and that's going to wrap up the first quarter. Our first 8 minutes are in the books. Our score at the end of one. Mounts Home leading Alma 16-10. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you building a new house, not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.com.